All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and this is going to be a review for Red Sparrow. It's directed by Francis Lawrence, who is a very well-respected director, and the writer is Justin Haith, and it's based on a book by Jason Matthews, which I believe is by the same name, and it stars Jennifer Lawrence, everybody's favorite, and Joel Edgerton, and the synopsis is ballerina Dominika Egorova is recruited to Sparrow School, a Russian intelligence service, where she is forced to use her body as a weapon. So the movie starts off with Jennifer Lawrence taking care of her mother. Her mother's very sick, but she's somewhat of a well-known dancer in Russia. Breaks her leg. She has surgery. Her dancing career is over. She has an uncle that he's a spy for the Russian government. He comes to her, tells her that, hey, well, you can help me do something. Her uncle asks her to meet up with the man in the bar. He's asking her to spy on that guy. And unknowingly, it becomes a hit when the guy takes her to his room and someone kills him. And they meet up with her uncle where he tells her that, hey, I want to send you to spy school. And then she's like, okay, I'll go to spy school for you. And then the spy school didn't seem that bad. Even if you take a look at something like The Kingsman, by the time XD leaves the training, he's ready. By the time she leaves this, I don't know what the heck is going on. She never seems like she's an actual spy. Never seems like she's elevated beyond, hey, I'm still the same person that I was before I went to Sparrow School. So it never seems like she actually gained any skills being a government agent. Joel Edgerton, who plays the most idiotic CIA agent, gets caught up in a Russian arrest where fires off a gun. They know that he's a spy for the U.S. And Jennifer Lawrence's character is asked to interact with him. And that's kind of where I'll stop. This movie is just a bland spy movie. It's a slow burn. And even with the slow burn, there really isn't a lot of stuff going on. The first 50 minutes of this can be summed up as Jennifer Lawrence takes care of her mother. Jennifer Lawrence breaks a leg. Jennifer Lawrence is given a proposal that if you join the spy school, we'll take care of your mother. That's pretty much it. So for the first 50 minutes to an hour, the two lead characters don't interact. The tone of the movie is just so dour. There's nothing that is interesting about that first hour of the movie, and it's almost 2 hours and 20 some minutes. She's supposed to manipulate Joel Edgerton's character into believing that she's who she says that she is. And then there's all these double crossing. Don't actually make sense in the end, but it's all in an effort to get back at her uncle. I have ruined the movie for you, and that's Beast Game Podcast.
So, yeah, ruin it for me. Shoot. Jennifer Lawrence, in my opinion, is terrible. So
a lot of the camera angles in this whole movie revolve around Jennifer Lawrence walking directly into the camera or shooting her in somewhat of a close-up. Thank you, Francis Lawrence. We know what Jennifer Lawrence looks like. They do have history because he directed The Hunger Games. Doesn't work for this movie. One of the worst spy movies. I think I might have given Atomic Blonde maybe like a 4. This one is even worse because, again, nothing really happens in the first hour of the movie. And then is her trying to swing things in her direction to allow her to get out of this situation where she's being asked to spy on people. That is it. And Jennifer Lawrence doesn't really deliver that great of a performance. We on the podcast have a tendency to come down on her pretty harshly, but she has been in movies that I liked. I like Silver Linings Playbook. I like the first Hunger Games, and also like Passengers. So those are three movies that I feel that she's okay in. For the most part, she is not that great of an actress. She doesn't deliver a good performance in this. Joel Edgerton is the most incompetent CIA agent. I don't really like him in a lot of things, but even in this movie, he's not that great. And then you have Jeremy Irons and Sirian Hines, who I wonder how many times they have played Russian people in movies, but they always play the same roles. The thing when I think about movies is that, was this compelling enough to be made? And I don't think it is. And I think other than this being a book and someone getting the book for whatever deal they got to make the movie rights, I don't think this was probably even a good book.
I think she's going to go the way of that one girl from Twilight, in my opinion, man. her ability to pick movies to star in is going to put her along that wayside where she becomes irrelevant. But then she's starting to be all cliche-ish as far as the roles that she takes. A little bit of crying, whimpering, and then she'll disappear. She seems okay in X-Men because she's not the main character. But the thing with...
she doesn't have a lot of lines in that movie.
Yeah, she's like the second or third tier character.
I think for her to carry a movie on her own, other than the first Hunger Games, everybody's favorite, Mother.
Oh, gosh, this fucking movie makes me angry.
And again, the whole tone of this movie is just not where it needs to be. And it needs to be a little bit more interesting. There's not a lot of action scenes in it. And then again, I think I said it before, but she doesn't seem like she's that great of a spy. But then you have a character telling her, who's Jeremy Irons' character, that she's the best of them all. There's a couple of scenes of spy school and then her first job. That's really it. There's nothing going on.
How many hours passed until the characters actually get in gear?
It's about like maybe move? Like 55 minutes into the movie. I was like, hold on, like where's Joel Edgerton? His character does show up. So like the beginning of the movie, it shows him trying to get information from one of his contacts. And then that goes wrong. Then he's forced to leave Russia because now he's found out that he's a secret agent for the CIA. He and Jennifer Lawrence don't interact until almost the second hour of the movie. Again, nothing really happens in the first half of the movie. And you can't have that. First hour could have been wrapped up in like 20 minutes or at least 30 minutes to flesh out some stuff. And then she's doing everything for her mother. Her mother's really sick. I don't know what's wrong with her, but she's a terrible spy.
Jennifer Lawrence, what do you expect?
So this movie gets a 3 just because...
Holy shit.
I wanted to like this movie. We on the Beast Game podcast aren't necessarily fans of Jennifer Lawrence. I do remember liking her in American Hustle as well. I don't know what can solve her problem, but I think, like you said, I think she needs to take better roles. Something like Passengers works for her. It works for her acting range. Something like this where this is a terrible spy movie. In any spy movie, you need the lead person to be able to deliver a compelling performance. And when I see this, all I see is Jennifer Lawrence. More interesting spy movies of this ilk are Ticket to Tell a Soldier Spy, maybe Child 44, Bridge of Spies, the Bourne series. Even something like Argo is good. So again, this is getting a 3. Don't see this movie. And I think Jennifer Lawrence is going to take a break. And I hope that on her break, she does something productive.
For the next 10 years.
I just hope she does something productive, maybe starts producing or directing or something, but her acting just needs to get better. It needs to get better quickly. So that's Beast Game Podcast.